stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, When Friends Meet and Worlds Collide. You know, friendship can be such a powerful thing, especially among talented musicians. Our story begins with James Taylor. James Taylor was born in Boston, Massachusetts in 1948. And when he was a young man, he in his late teenage years, he went to New York City and he started a band, The Flying Machine, and it just kind of fell apart on him. And he had difficulty getting started in his music career. But in 1967, when he was 19 years old, he got a small family inheritance, and he decided to move to London. So James Taylor moves over there to London, and a friend of his, Danny Korchmar, happens to know Peter Asher. Well, if you look at the history of British music in the 60s, you know that the red-headed brother and sister, Peter Asher and Jane Asher, were intimately connected to the Beatles. Jane Asher was Paul McCartney's girlfriend all during the time that the Beatles were recording and touring. So when Peter Asher heard James Taylor's demo, at the time Peter Asher was the A&R representative for Apple Records. Well, A&R is a music industry term for artist and repertoire. A&R. And an A&R man is the guy who decides who's going to get signed to the label and what they're going to record. So Peter Asher takes James Taylor's demo and he plays it for Paul McCartney and George Harrison. And here's a quote from McCartney. "I just heard his voice and his guitar and I thought he was great. And he came and he played live. So it was just like, wow, he's great." So James Taylor becomes the very first non-British act signed to the Beatles' Apple label. Now, I was alive when this album came out, and I'm sitting here looking at it, and I remember the feeling of seeing the symbol of the Apple label on an album, that green apple with the spots on it, and then you turn it over, and it's cut in half, and you see the white interior of the apple, and all that magic that that apple symbol represented to me. And there's James Taylor. Wow, so handsome. You couldn't help but have a crush on him if you were anywhere within his age zone. So there he is, and he's writing such beautiful music. We're about to hear a song from that very first Apple release called Carolina on My Mind. And when he recorded this album on the Apple label, it was at the Trident Studios, which is the exact time and location that the Beatles were recording the White Album simultaneously. And so Peter Asher produced James Taylor's very first album, but Paul McCartney is playing bass on this track, and George Harrison is singing backup vocals, because when it comes to music, there's no barrier. When friends are together and they're attracted to each other, magical things happen. And that first song, Carolina on My Mind, James Taylor was homesick. He was homesick, and he was writing about home. And the thing that surprises me all these years later, when I read about what it was like for him, and I remember my impression of his music and who he was at the time, I had no idea that he was battling a deep and dark battle with heroin addiction. And he got strung out after he recorded this first album on Apple. And he headed back to the United States to do some healing and recovery. And in 1969, a year later, he ends up on the West Coast. He ends up in Los Angeles. And he plays six nights live at the Troubadour. And Warner Brothers signs him to another recording contract. And then he releases Sweet Baby James. And then he releases Mudslide Slim. And those are the albums that really brought him into his international fame. So it's a magical roller coaster ride. Let's listen to James Taylor from Apple, Paul McCartney on bass. This is Carolina on My Mind.
Can't you see the sunshine? Now can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shine. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing, now I'm crying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway call. Geese in flight and dogs that bite. And signs that might be omens say I'm going, going. Gone to Carolina in my mind. Now with a holy host of understanding round me, no room. Still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it looks like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me. If it's up in my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Sunshine, can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine? Can you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Better make it back home again soon. Gotta get back to Carolina soon. Gotta make it back on home again soon. Gotta get back to Carolina soon. Carolina, yeah. Gotta get back home soon.
Well, the sun is surely sinking down, but the moon is slowly rising. So this old world must still be spinning around, and I still love you. So close your eyes, close your eyes, it's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone. It won't be long before another day. We're gonna have a good time. No one's gonna take that time away. You can stay as long as you like. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes, it's all right. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing the blues anymore. But I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sting.
I'm sorry, James, but I'm moved to say something. So It's 1971, I'm 19 years old. I'm a budding songwriter, or at least I think I am, a singer-songwriter. And I have a ticket for James Taylor and his band at Newcastle City Hall in the north of England. And I want to see what all the fuss is about. So the lights go down and I'm in my seat and the lights come up. And onto the stage walks an intolerably handsome man. Impossibly tall, he's charming, he's urbane, witty. And then he starts to play the guitar, and within four bars I realize he's a virtuoso of the guitar. And he starts to sing in this wonderful, rich, soulful baritone. These songs that are such tender melancholy that I think to myself, I better change my career. And I'll just become a bass player in a punk band, so. So James has continued to challenge me and inspire me. And he's become my dear, dear friend. And that friendship is something I cherish more than a lot of things. So James, I'm going to attempt to sing one of your songs tonight. If I make any mistakes, it's not because I haven't practiced. I have. It's just because I'm nervous to play in front of you. So here we go.
Well, the sun is surely sinking down, and the moon is slowly rising, and this whole world must still be spinning round, and I still love you. So close your eyes. You can close your eyes, it's alright. I don't know no love songs, and I can't sing blues anymore. But I can sing this song. You can sing this song when I'm gone. Ooh, it won't be long. we're gonna have a good time. No one's gonna take thy time away. You can stay as long as you like. Oh, close your eyes. You can close your eyes. It's all. Songs I can't sing blues anymore, but I can sing this song, and you can sing this song when I'm gone.
Thank you. Thank you, James.
That's Sting singing a James Taylor song from the Mudslide Slim album released in 1971. That was James Taylor's You Can Close Your Eyes. And that was at a tribute concert for James Taylor in 2007. And, you know, when we think about When Friends Meet and Worlds Collide, it was beautiful what Sting had to say, how James Taylor influenced him. So it's no mystery that when James Taylor releases his most recent album, and it's called Before This World, and he released it in June of 2015. So now James Taylor is 67 years old, and he's still a musician. He's a singer-songwriter for his life. And whatever that means, whatever he has to do to maintain that artistic career, he's done it. So it's his first studio album since the October Road release in 2002. That's a 13-year hiatus. And he apparently really had to make a space in his life to write these songs and do this recording. And on the title track, Before This World, Sting is singing a duet with James Taylor, and Yo-Yo Ma is playing cello. And there within lies the mystery of the secret of today's program, When Worlds Collide. So what do I mean? Yo-Yo Ma is one of the renowned geniuses of the classical music repertoire. He was born in the mid-50s. He was a student at Juilliard. He was a graduate of Harvard, and he is a brilliant classical musician. But he's also done a lot of interesting projects. And his recording with James Taylor, the way that things are recorded now, you know, it's all multi-tracking. So when Yo-Yo Ma records his duet with James Taylor, he's recording in a studio by himself with pre-recorded tracks. And the brilliance is the part that he creates. James Taylor doesn't tell him what to play. He writes his own melody line, and with that, he brings the classical background that he has, and he defines the music that James Taylor has written and adds a certain depth and perspective to it. And the same thing happens when Sting sings the harmony with James Taylor, and I'm assuming this is true, that James Taylor did not tell Sting what notes to sing. That Sting is by himself in a studio recording his vocal track after the fact to a pre-recorded track. Now, when I listen to this, I am so blown away by the melody and the choice of harmony that Sting uses. If you were just, this is what I went through in my mind when I heard it. If I was just to hear James Taylor's melody, and he sings it by himself a little bit, and I was going to make harmony, I wouldn't have come up with anything like what Sting does. Sting brings the traditions of the British Isles, the Welsh folk songs, and he changes the nature of what James Taylor's song sounds like. The song Before This World is a brilliant, mature work James Taylor at his best. And in the middle of the song, it goes into a B section in the jolly springtime, and it really becomes a British Isles, Irish type of dance song. So let's listen to How the Worlds Collide on James Taylor's the title track to the Before This World, with Sting on harmony and Yo-Yo Ma on cello. James Taylor.
Before this world was as we know it now, before the land and sea were formed at all, before the stars were made to burn and shine, little love of mine, darling one, who can pretend to understand at all? No one can both inside and outside be. Who can suppose he knows the way this goes? Oh, little lamb, never mind. So let us love and let us not delay. The world is old and it will never last. Our share of joy is in this moment past. Will you come away?
Come away.
Come away. Fold into Jesus, baby child. Give up the love that takes and breaks your heart. Let go the weight of all that holds you here. Let the love of mine, darling one. And rising up in a tree, make the green leaf bud, the bird and the bee and the fish in the sea, feeding it in my blood. Oh, the jolly springtime, all in the merry month of May. Oh, the heavenly hours,
for the come again day.
Yes, the winter was bitter and long, so the spring will be sweet. Come along with the rhythm and the song, watch creation repeat. Thin, thin, the moment is thin, ever so narrow the now.
Everybody say got to live in today, don't nobody know how. Oh, the jolly springtime, in the merry month of May. Oh, the heavenly hours, oh, the come again day.
Oh, oh, the jolly springtime,
springtime, in the merry month of May. Oh, the heavenly,
the heavenly hours,
oh, the come again day.
James Taylor, Before This World, released in June 2015. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, today's program, When Friends Meet and Worlds Collide. So that's a really interesting track. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. That's James Taylor, and as I said, that's Sting singing with him and Yo-Yo Ma playing cello. Well, Sting and Yo-Yo Ma have their own history together. Sting, you know, talk about when worlds collide. What a brilliant musician. When it comes time to define a genre, that can be so challenging. You know, is it rock and roll? Is it pop music? Is it classical? When does it become a folk song? And then when does it become an art song? You know, when worlds collide and these barriers break down, incredible, magical things happen. You know, we started the program listening to that very first James Taylor album released on Apple, and we heard Carolina on My Mind, and that's a very kind of an unusual recording. That song was re-recorded later, and you don't often hear that very original performance with the orchestra in the background. A lot of the Beatles recordings incorporated a lot of orchestral instruments, and that was the classical influence from their producer, George Martin. Well, Sting and Yo-Yo Ma did a really interesting performance at the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City, Utah in 2002. Sting performs his song Fragile, which is a song that he wrote back in 1987 and was originally released on his very second solo album after he left the Police. The album was called Nothing Like the Sun, which is a line from Shakespeare. So at the Winter Olympics in 2002, Sting is performing Fragile with a full orchestra, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and Yo-Yo Ma on cello. Okay, people, when worlds collide, let's listen to this.
Ah, and Sting.
And steel I won, drying in the color of the evening sun. Tomorrow's rain will wash the stains away, but something in our mind will always stay. On and on, the rain will fall. Final act was meant to clinch a lifetime's argument, but nothing comes from violence, and nothing ever could. For all is born beneath an angry star, lest we forget how fragile we are. On and on the rain will fall. tears from the shore. On and on the way, we'll see how fragile we are. Steal our world, drying in the color of the evening sun. Tomorrow's rain will wash the shades away. There's something in our mind will always change. On and on the way will fall like tears from the storm.
Stone that's been drawn in the fish caught on dry land. Struggle to avoid any help at hand. You sink like a stone that's been thrown in the ocean. My logic has drowned in a sea of emotion. Stop before you start, still my beating. Still my beating heart. 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 Still my beating heart.
Sting. Be still my beating heart. That is from his second studio album called Nothing Like the Sun, which was released in 1987. And he wrote that song for his mother after she passed away. And that album, it sounds to me so well produced, so slick. Hugh Padgham is one of the producers on the Nothing Like the Sun album, and it harkens back to a lot of the production techniques from The Police, except now, as he said earlier, he became a bass player in a punk band. You know, he steps out beyond that genre, and he embraces jazz. And we also heard Sting in performance with Yo-Yo Ma and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir at the Winter Olympics in 2002, his song Fragile, which was also written and originally recorded on the Nothing Like the Sun album. So, you know, you take a solo singer-songwriter like James Taylor and you put him in a studio environment, and a lot of how you spin that simple song, that voice and guitar, how you spin that in the studio has so much to do with the genre of music and how the song comes out. James Taylor was like a raw commodity that could be produced. And when the Beatles took him in, you know, they shaped him. Well, Sting, you know, there is something very refined and very delicate about Sting's musicianship, whether he's playing bass with The Police or he's singing a solo with a guitar on a stage, like when we heard Sting's interpretation of You Can Close Your Eyes. Well, that album, Nothing Like the Sun, his second solo album, was recorded on a Caribbean island at Air Studios in Montserrat. You know, and it's very sexy, you know, it's beautiful facilities and all these musicians are flying in from everywhere, you know. Andy Summers is there, Eric Clapton, Mark Knopfler, they're all there recording with him on that album. So it's really interesting to contrast how Sting has developed as a musician. When you listen to his 2009 recording, If on a Winter's Night, released on Deutsche Grammophon, he's not in a sexy recording studio in the Caribbean. He's in Italy, somewhere in Tuscany, and he's in a really old farmhouse in the middle of winter, sitting around a kitchen with kind of a wood stove in the middle. There's a picture of him and all the musicians playing their acoustic instruments, and it's a spectacular album. So we're about to hear two songs from that album. First, we're going to hear Christmas at Sea. And the poem, the lyrics to this song are set to a poem by Robert Louis Stevenson, and Sting writes the music. And he's accompanied by Mary McMaster on harp, Dominic Miller on guitar, David Mansfield on 12-string guitar and lap dulcimer. He's got a violinist, Catherine Tickle. He's got two percussion players and a bass player, Ira Goldman. And they're all sitting in a circle in a kitchen in Italy. And I love this song, Christmas at Sea. You know, Sting when Sting did those duet recordings with James Taylor on the Before This World album, he had to take a break. Sting had to take a break from the Broadway musical that was currently playing. It's called The Last Ship. And it's interesting because when I hear the song Christmas at Sea, it seems like it might be a foreshadowing of the same type of content. You know, a young man leaves home on a seafaring journey. And then we're going to hear another song from Winter's Night. This time, Sting writes both the words, the lyrics, and the music, The Hounds of Winter. Let's start with Christmas at Sea, Sting.
All day we fought the tides between the North Head and the South. All day we hauled the frozen sheets to escape the storm's wet mouth. All day as cold as charity in bitter pain and dread. For very life and nature we tacked from head to head. South a wider berth, for there the tide race roared. But every tack we made we brought the North Head close aboard. We saw the cliffs and houses then, the breakers running high, and the coast guard in his garden, his glass against his eye. Frost was on the village roofs, as white as ocean foam. The good red fires were burning bright in every longshore home. The windows sparkled clear, and the chimneys volleyed out. And a vow we sniffed the victuals as the vessel went about. The bells upon the church were rung with a mighty jovial cheer. For it's just that I should tell you how of all days in the year, this day of our adversity was blessed Christmas morn. And the house above the coast guards was the house where I was born. And when I knew the talk they had, the talk that was of me, of the shadow on the household and the sun that went to sea. And all the wicked fool I seemed in every kind of way, to be here and hauling frozen ropes on blessed Christmas Day.
Oh, mercury falling, I rise from my bed. Collect my thoughts together, I have to hold my head. It seems that she's gone, and somehow I am pinned by the hounds of winter, howling in the wind. I walk through the day, my coat around my ears. I look for my companion, I have to dry my tears. It seems that she's gone, leaving me too soon. I'm as dark as December, I'm as cold. I'm as cold as the man in the moon. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember, remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome, lonesome sound, and the hounds of winter, they follow me down. Make up the fire the way that she could. I spent all my days in the search for dry wood. Bought all the windows and closed the front door. I can't believe she won't be here anymore. Still see her face as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember, remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome sound, and the hounds of winter, they follow me down. A season for joy, a season for sorrow. Where she's gone, I was surely, surely follow. She brightened my day, she warmed the coldest night. But the hounds of winter, they got me in their sights. I still see her face, as beautiful as day. It's easy to remember, remember my love that way. All I hear is that lonesome, lonesome sound, and the hounds of winter, they harry me down, down, down. Rise from my bed, collect my thoughts together, I have to hold my head. Seems that she's gone, somehow I am pinned by the hound. Howling in the wind, the hounds of winter,
howling in the wind.
It was no time, it was show time. It was no time to be lost in downtown Toronto. It was winter time, around dinner time. I'm beginning to see that the sunshine just doesn't want to. From a side street, come a backbeat, pulling on me like the moon falling on the tide. Ay caramba, one note samba, la 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 bamba, lighting me up inside.
They had the heat of the sun and the beat of the talking drum, the light of a tropical moon on a night to remember.
Some kind of procession, pulling on a long line of fancy dancers, and a band stuck up on a flatbed truck. They were raising ruckus, swinging for the fences. Exiled Mexican textile working, punching two clocks, sending two paychecks home, boys. Hard working, law abiding, bus riding people. Celebration on wheels, destination unknown.
It was the heat of the sun and the beat of that talking drum. The light of a tropical moon on a night to remember. Summon up, summer just strumming on an old guitar. Yes, and every note was the antidote to December.
Rio Grande,
Rio Grande,
Rio Grande,
to live again. They had
James Taylor. Before This World, someone was summoning summer by strumming on a guitar. That song is called Snowtime. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then, today's program, When Friends Meet, Worlds Collide. I hope you enjoy the music. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's a few seconds before 4 p.m. I've got 40 degrees on the thermometer outside of our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're hydro-powered. We're member-supported. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table is coming right up. We'll have a few NPR headlines at the top of the hour, and then it's a glorious hour of food and cooking. Stay tuned. The Splendid Table. Support comes from you and from Milkweed.